Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach Mike Remaidens. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being major league ball player. We got my man here, DK, Dallas Keuchel. How we doing?
Great. How you doing?
Just fine. Every kid's dream of playing in the big league. Dallas in the big leagues. What's this experience been like for you?
It's been nothing short of spectacular. Mm-hmm. And it gets better and better each day, it feels like. So I've honestly never taken a day for granted, and it goes by faster than it gets there.
And you know, I used to always tell my guys the quickest way to the big leagues is pitching and catching. So you're a pitcher. I mean, what was your role like getting here?
A lot of adjustments. I had some talent. High school coming up. Went to a good college, but you know, it's not about where you go anymore. It's about the progress you make and the adjustments that you make, and the quicker you can respond to that, the better off you are. So that's what I think about now, looking at the future of ball when my time's up and I lead this game. Hopefully the newcomers will be in some of the positions I were, and this game will be in good hands.
So how do you want this game to remember you when it's all over with for you?
Honestly, I really don't have anything to say to that. I mean, just a little a piece of sand in the ocean, pretty much, when it's all said and done. And I've been fortunate enough to play, and I never had any expectations other than I want to do the best I possibly can and give everything I have. So I guess if I had to be remembered, or it would just be that I did the best I could every time out.
So, you know, it's all about having an opportunity. So what did you do to put yourself on the radar with the scouts?
Well, I was left-handed, so that was pretty good. honestly, I just love sports so much that, like I said, I gave everything, but I always had good fastball command, and that's what this game is based on. I mean, some people would argue it's kind of skewed now with a lot of breaking balls, but if you want to have a good career, you're going to have good fastball command, and that's going to be from the old ages to hopefully 100 years from now.
So what was you clocked at in high school?
85, 88.
For high school pitcher, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, especially being left-handed. It was kind of like 2 or 3 more miles an hour than the average Joe. But, I didn't have any training. I just went on athleticism and talent. So
was you the man out there in the mound?
I like to think so. I told myself that when I was on the mound plenty of times in high school, so I still do the same thing.
What was high school for you?
High school for me was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I went to Bishop Kelly High School, a little 5A school. I had six divisions, and I was fortunate to play high school ball with a lot of the guys I grew up playing when we first branched out and played competitive ball. So the camaraderie, the athletes that we have, we kind of bonded, and that just really progressed to high school, and we won 2 state championships out of 4 appearances.
Oh, so now you go brag.
Yeah. So we did all right. We did all right.
And you was the man too on them 2 championship teams.
Well, when it was my time, I was the man. We just rotated around when it was our time to pitch. It was he was the man. I was the man. He was the man.
So you didn't play no other positions. You know, most of the pitchers like to hit too. Now.
I did. I used to love hitting. I thought I was going to be a hitter. Once college pitching came about and there was some pretty good breaking balls, that's when I had no chance.
That career was over.
That's when that side of the ball was completely gone.
So, I mean, and what was college for that youngster?
College was Arkansas, University of Arkansas. It was a Razorback.
Oh, you was up there with the big boys.
Yeah,
huh?
I was SEC school, and like I said, some of those arms coming in that I was competing against, oof. It was not fun.
You know, a lot of high school, college, they don't realize the transition from each level. That you had to make the transition from the high school level to college level, mentally and physically.
Yeah, that was no different. I mean, every step of the way, even here, it's you got to continually make adjustments. Mm-hmm. through the course of 30, 34 starts a year, you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly out there in between starts, stuff like that. And high school to college was no different, college to professional ranks, and then throughout the professional ranks, it was just a continuous cycle of adjustments and making sure you're ready to go.
Now, I would always tell my guys from high school to college to big leagues, there's no difference. Just the competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And I think even expanded on that, it's just who makes the least amount of mistakes per day on the pitching side. And then it's who can take advantage of those mistakes on the hitting side that really, really separate you from each level.
Who were some of your mentors along the way?
Well, I think my parents would be pretty upset if I didn't mention both of them. So I gotta throw my mom and dad out there. My dad was really my first coach. My mom helped out when my dad was working after school. So she threw a lot of wiffle balls to me. And then a couple coaches.
So you two the house up with the wiffle balls.
Yeah. There was a few broken windows.
Uh-oh.
I had to do my chores in order to save up to fix the windows. But a few coaches along the way that really helped with my advancement was my college coach, Coach Jorn, Dave Jorn. And then one of the most influential coaches is Brent Strom, who's now with the Diamondbacks, the pitching coach. He was with the Astros. He really helped me get more athletic and the way I deliver the pitch. And as soon as I got with Strom, it was like my career took off. So I owe him a lot, and I tell him that pretty much every month of the season that I've had.
Well,
with
some of those players I used to coach who remember me. I remember the coach. Now, let me ask this last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You got that call and you're going to the big leagues. You walked in that locker room for the first time, saw your uniform hanging up in that locker room. What was that feeling like?
Amazing. It's nothing short of that. And I didn't have big league spring training before that. So I literally walked in the locker room, didn't know anybody. Uh-huh. And it's a very scary feeling and an amazing feeling at the same time, because you don't really know your place yet because you've never been there before. Yeah. And I just kind of took my experiences from when I got called up each level to just, hey, keep to myself, keep my excitement within myself, because everybody in that room has done it before. Uh-huh. And just stick to what I know and hopefully go do my job the best of my ability. And I had a few ups and downs. I was sitting down a couple times, but made adjustments, like I said, and still alive and kicking.
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
Did mom and daddy cry?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I know my mom did on the phone call. I'm sure my dad did after the phone call.
Uh-oh.
So I couldn't see it or hear it.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, DK. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.